Trump's alarm. Auto industry doom if he loses election. Donald Trump, the former U.S. president impeached following the Capitol riot incitement, articulated a grim outlook for the auto industry absent his victory in the forthcoming election. At a campaign rally, his initial appearance since securing the Republican nomination, Trump prognosticated dire consequences for the automotive sector should his comeback bid falter this November. The event, primarily to bolster GOP Senate primary contender Bernie Moreno, quickly shifted focus towards Trump's litany of personal and political grievances, alongside legal entanglements. Significantly, Trump expounded on the disastrous repercussions for the auto industry, should he not assume the presidency again. Criticizing the shift of auto manufacturing to Mexico and China, Trump pledged to enact punitive tariffs on Chinese-made vehicles if he reclaims the White House. Let me tell you something, China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, he asserted, framing these measures as a counter to overseas production. This pronouncement occurs against a backdrop of Republican internal discord, highlighted by former Vice President Mike Pence's rebuff of Trump, citing profound differences. Pence's demurral reflects the deep divisions within the GOP, now intensified by the MAGA movement's grip, as seen in the recent Republican National Committee staffing upheaval. Trump's discourse casts a somber shadow over the U.S. auto industry and economic horizon, portraying his election loss as a precursor to widespread distress. This tactic emphasizes Trump's strategy to mobilize support through economic apprehension, notwithstanding the contentious nature of his administration and the ongoing controversies that beset his political endeavors. Don't miss, India slashes EV taxes, sparks global green auto revolution.